And so, over the past few weeks, if you've been with us, we have explored the familiar story of Jesus' birth, recorded in the Gospels, the only two Gospels that tell the story, Matthew and Luke. In Luke's Gospel, Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, and we heard her response to the upcoming birth of the Christ child. She said, "Let it be with me according to your word." And we rejoiced with Mary when she declared, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." In Matthew's Gospel, we experienced Joseph's story, witnessed his love for Mary, his willingness and wisdom to follow divine guidance, and his readiness to step into action to protect Mary and the newborn babe. We've heard the angels proclaim to the lowly shepherds, "Be not afraid, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you this day is born a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." And the heavenly host praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, on earth peace and goodwill toward men." We followed the magnificent star with the Magi, and we came to understand the meaning of the gifts they brought to Jesus. So Matthew and Luke, sharing their respective stories of the birth of Jesus, helps us to see Jesus in a different light, as a helpless newborn needing care and protection. Seeing divine love incarnating in a newborn child helps us all realize that that same divine love is made manifest in us. And the baby born in Bethlehem would grow up to become the light of the world and to teach us that that same divine light is present in us all, a light that illuminates spiritual truth. Jesus came to earth to revolutionize understanding of the nature of God and humankind, to help us awaken to the Christ presence within, and to help us become the light of the world. In the words of the German mystic born Johann Scheffler, "Though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, if Christ is not born in thee, thy soul is all forlorn." So today we celebrate the birth of Jesus so long ago in Bethlehem, and as we do so, we affirm that as beautiful and inspirational as the Christmas story is, it is not ancient history. It is absolutely as current as this now moment and full of future possibilities. It's about an affirmation of our true spiritual identity and an eternal promise of what we can become. For as Eric Butterworth wrote, "Whatever your perception of the greatest story ever told is, one thing is for certain. It is the story of the greatest gift ever given. It is the gift of Jesus, and as Paul described, it is the gift of the eternal Christ." Paul said, "The riches of the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but has now been revealed, Christ in you, your hope of glory." And the ritual that we will engage in today is a celebration of our own spiritual potential, the rebirth of our awareness of the indwelling Christ presence. So let us prepare now for our 12 Living Lights candle lighting ceremony by prayerfully singing Silent Night, page 270. Stand as you are able, please. Page 270.